everyone, Alana here, just popping in to wish you all a very happy and safe holiday season and a Merry Christmas for those who celebrate. It's been a huge year in global, never mind Australian politics, and Steve Beattie and Heath McKenzie will be joining me soon to look back on the year that was 2024 and look forward to 2025. 2025 will be an election year. The Australian Democrats are gearing up for the federal election that is due by May 2025, and our policy team has been reviewing and updating the policy platforms we took to the 2022 election and developing some new ones for 2025. All of our published platforms are available to read on our website at democrats.org.au. Our policy work isn't complete yet, so keep an eye on the website as we publish new and revised platforms in the lead up to the election. The WA Democrats are also preparing for a state election, which will be held in March 2025, and we'll have updates about their progress in the new year. All of our state divisions are working through our candidate selection process to pre-select candidates for the federal and WA elections, and I'm looking forward to introducing you to our 2025 Senate candidates when they're announced, which should be soon. I also owe you a follow-up to our State of the Union podcast, which has aged like the wine that went down with the Titanic, which is to say, not well at all. As my North American correspondent put it in the immediate aftermath of the US election, never speak to me of politics again, because I am obviously full of s***. Between being tied up on policy updates and candidate selection work, it's taken a while to process the US election. There's been tons of theories, hot takes, and perspectives, but no one has managed to come up with a defining narrative beyond no one having the slightest clue what's going to happen in the next 4 years in the US, and no one has a clue how this is going to impact the rest of the world. We are certainly living in interesting times. Closer to home, you might recall the flurry of activity in the final weeks of the parliamentary year, when the Albanese government rushed through a large number of bills, not least among them the Online Safety Bill, that proposes to ban social media for children under the age of 16. A Senate inquiry was held, but it lasted only one day, and interested parties were given just 24 hours to submit their responses to the inquiry. Despite this, more than 15,000 responses were received by the committee, and the Australian Democrats' response was one of them. Our Young Democrats team worked with National President Lynn Allison to put together our submission in a matter of hours. As well as limiting the time frame for responses, the inquiry requested that they be no more than 2 pages long, so some ruthless editing and laser focus on the issue was required. The fast response and disciplined editing from our Young Democrats paid off, with our submission being referenced in the final report from the inquiry. I've linked to our submission and the inquiry's final report in the show notes if you want to take a look. I'm also planning to do a deep dive into everything that's wrong, or could go wrong, with the social media ban, so stay tuned. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening over the last 12 months. I'm about to sound very, very needy, but if you like the podcast, please rate and review it on whichever podcast service you listen to it on, and tell your friends and family about it. One of the biggest hurdles the Australian Democrats is trying to overcome is to let people know we're still here, still trying to make a difference, as our submission to the Social Media Senate Inquiry proves, and the podcast is one of the channels through which we're trying to get the word out. And as the country braces itself for another election year, if there's anything you want to know about politics, about the Democrats, about the issues that Australia faces, drop us a line at info@democrats.org.au. Because if you're curious, I can guarantee you that there's any number of people also wondering the same thing. So if you ask the question, you might get answers for a whole bunch of people. And regular listeners to the pod will know that we're a curious bunch at the Australian Democrats, and we like to talk. So we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Remember, there's no such thing as a stupid question. What there is a lot of discourse in the media that relies on the audience having a lot of prior knowledge. And if you don't have it, it's really hard to engage with an issue. And that is not your fault. But we'd be happy to help bring you up to speed so you can engage. So just think about it. In the meantime, have a safe and incredibly enjoyable holiday season, and I'll be back very soon. Keep the Bastards Honest is brought to you by the Australian Democrats. This episode was edited and produced by me, Alana Mitchell. If you'd like to keep in touch, you can find us on Facebook, the platform formerly known as Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, Spoutable, YouTube, and TikTok by searching for Australian Democrats. And you can see what we stand for, what we value, and what our policy positions are at our website at democrats.org.au. Email us at info@democrats.org.au. Until next time, thanks for listening.